The United Nations Security Council held a historic meeting in Africa this week. Council members wanted to confront the government of Sudan and push that nation toward ending civil war that's killed millions in the southern reaches of the country. The meeting took place in Kenya, where representatives of the Sudanese government and rebel fighters pledged to sign a peace accord by the end of the year. But not much was accomplished on the matter of Darfur, in which the Sudanese government has been accused of genocide against black farming communities. Africa has been a particular concern of Secretary of State Colin Powell. It's yet unclear whether his designated successor, Condoleezza Rice, will be as involved in that continent. Susan Rice was the Assistant Secretary of State for Africa under the Clinton administration. She joins us now from the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. Dr. Rice, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Do you see settling that civil war in southern Sudan as key to settling the ethnically based conflict in Darfur, where tens of thousands of people have been killed and over a million displaced?
Well, Scott, I think there are distinct conflicts that have certain links, but the fact is the United States has long had a real interest in resolving the North-South conflict. But I think it would be a grave mistake on the part of the United States government and indeed on the part of the international community to subordinate the Darfur conflict to the North-South peace agreement as badly as we all want to see that North-South agreement achieved, because the message will be to the government of Sudan that it can get away with killing civilians with impunity.
Secretary Powell had a tangible and palpable interest in the affairs of Africa. Assuming that Condoleezza Rice is confirmed by the Senate, do you see the focus on Africa in any way diminishing in the second term of the Bush administration?
Well, I think the reality is that there are a number of pressing issues on the international agenda, in fact, on the United States agenda, that will overwhelm Africa, just as it frankly overwhelmed Africa under Secretary Powell. We cut humanitarian assistance to Africa. We had to divert democracy assistance from Africa to places like Iraq. And I'm frankly skeptical that Condoleezza Rice will have the will or even the opportunity, quite frankly, to make as much progress on the very serious issues that we face in Africa as would be in the United States' interest. We see Cote d'Ivoire exploding yet again. The conflict in the Congo is far from finally settled, and the whole Horn of Africa remains a very delicate and volatile region.
Haven't there been a number of conservative Republican senators who have been outspoken about Darfur?
There have indeed. The interesting thing about Sudan, Scott, is that for many years there has been a bipartisan commitment in the Congress bringing together some very unlikely bedfellows on the issue of Sudan, because there is a recognition that Sudan, which has been an active state sponsor of terrorism, one of the world's most egregious human rights abusers, a country that is engaged in practices which our government deems to be slavery, religious persecution, and now genocide, deserves serious and focused attention and pressure and indeed sanctions. We hope those sanctions could be achieved in the context of the Security Council, but that may not be possible, and it may be that we need to implement a multilateral but non-UN sanctions regime, as we did in an earlier phase when it was necessary to sanction the apartheid regime of South Africa.
Condoleezza Rice is moving from the National Security Council to the Department of State. You went from the National Security Council to the Department of State in a different office.
And at a different level.
Well, what's the difference in corporate culture?
It's quite significant. I have some sympathy for Condoleezza Rice, Dr. Rice, as she makes this move, because the fact is that when one works in the National Security Council, part of the job is working to bring the agencies to implement whatever it is that may be the policy of the president at a given time. That can entail breaking some crockery and, frankly, creating some adversaries. Now she has to move into one of the agencies that may have viewed her in the past as an adversary and win that bureaucracy over and do so on the heels of Secretary Powell. So she has some very difficult shoes to fill, walks into a comparatively difficult culture for somebody coming from the National Security Council.
Susan Rice was the Assistant Secretary of State for Africa under the Clinton administration, now at the Brookings Institution. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be with you.